Hey everybody, it's Josh. Welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us. Starting in late July 2020, we are offering both a 9 a.m. outdoor worship service and a 9 a.m. online worship service. You can go to our website to find out more about our two services. You can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day. Over the past few months, many of us have been searching for answers to some hard questions. We've been asking questions and we're getting some answers, and then other times we are not getting answers at all. And when people today have questions, there is one preeminent place that people turn, and that is Google. Some of you might be saying, well, I don't use Google. Well, there are 5.6 billion Google searches a day. When you compare that to the 7.8 billion people that are alive on the planet, and think about how many don't have internet access, we can see that people are searching for answers and they turn to Google to help them. But turning to Google isn't always the best plan, is it? Now, in this complex time when we are searching for answers, we are trying to find our way forward in some unprecedented times. And in reality, one of the challenges we face is finding our way forward and knowing what to do. We are unsure of what always the next right thing to do is. Well, the good news is that Jesus has some teachings that I think can help us better understand how to be and how to do in this complex and unprecedented time. In fact, actually, Jesus spends a lot of time focused on what we should do, but Jesus also spends some time on how we should be. And I think this is helpful for us to look at in this age of interruption and disruption that we find ourselves in. We find ourselves always in an age of interruption, but interruptions come and go. Interruptions typically challenge how we are going to do something, but we can usually figure out a way to move forward. But this season of disruption, well, that really challenges the way that we are doing everything. Really, in one way to say that is, it challenges the way that we are being. And so if we are being challenged on our fundamental level of how we are and how do we be, then we need to look to Jesus to help us better understand how we are to be. So instead of listening to whatever the latest and greatest we think might be, maybe we'd be better off listening to Jesus. Now, Jesus gives us a sense of how he wants us to be in one of his most famous teachings. And that set of teachings has been come to known as the Beatitudes. Or, as we'll say, it's how to be according to Jesus. And these Beatitudes come to us at the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, which is part of Matthew's Gospel. Now, you might be familiar with the Beatitudes, but I want to make sure that we're all on the same page here. And so to help us continue on in this time, I want to read the Beatitudes to you, all nine of them, to get ourselves on the same page. So here's the word from Matthew 5. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and he sat down, and his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they have persecuted the prophets who were before you." How to be according to Jesus. Now, these Beatitudes are extremely helpful for us in any moment, but I think are especially helpful in our age right now. Now, these Beatitudes are a particular kind of teaching that Jesus gives to us. And in fact, that word beatitude helps us get right to the meaning of what's going on here. Now, the word that begins each one of those sayings is the word blessed. And eventually, you go from the original language of Greek to the English word blessed. Now, when we hear that word blessed, we get all sorts of things caught up. But what happens here with the Beatitudes is this particularly amazing thing, is that Jesus actually begins each one of these with a statement of reality, a statement about what is, and then he follows it up with a statement of a promise of what is going to be. And that's how these things work in the way Jesus taught them. There's a blessed statement of reality, and then a promise of what is to come. And so what Jesus does here is he tells us how we are to be. One way to read that and to hear that perhaps is to say, when it says blessed, you could hear Jesus almost asking, you know who's blessed? These people are blessed. And these people will then experience a promise in the time to come. And so when we read these, we get an idea of how Jesus wants us to be, how to be according to Jesus. Now, the goal here and what Jesus wants for us is to be blessed people, to be blessed as a collective, to be blessed as a community. And the amazing thing here is that Jesus tells us exactly how we can be blessed. Now, we got to be careful here because when we hear that word blessed, we can get tripped up on all kinds of things. We can think that it's a transactional kind of thing where if we do what Jesus says, then we will experience God's blessings. If we do what Jesus says, then we might experience prosperity. That's the prosperity gospel. That's not what Jesus is after. We can think things like we're going to experience blessings if we do what Jesus says, and then we're going to have financial blessings. That's the wealth gospel. Those things often come together, a prosperity and wealth gospel. But that's not what Jesus is driving after. Jesus is saying that this is who is already blessed. These are the people that have experienced what it means to be blessed by God. And then they will continue to experience the promise of the future. So when you look at each one of these, you can see that there is an instruction and an idea of how to be so that we can be blessed. Now, to unpack each one of these, there's 9 of them there. We could spend an entire message on each one of those. But that's not what we're going to do. We're going to unpack them in the groups that they kind of find themselves in. There's Beatitudes that are about need. Then there's the Beatitudes about help. And then there's the Beatitudes that are about being hurt for the sake of Jesus. And when we unpack these, we learn more about how Jesus wants to be us to be. And when we lean into this teaching, it can help us find our way forward in this complex time. Jesus lived in a complex time too. I think that's one of the reasons why the teachings of Jesus and the teachings of Paul and the writings in the New Testament and the Old Testament, for that matter too, are so helpful, is because it was a complex time then and it's a complex time now. So when we read these Beatitudes, when we hear them, we want to read them and hear them as a way to understand what it means to be blessed and what it means to then have a promise that God gives to us. And we want to use those to help us guide us in this time. Now, I need to say something about these Beatitudes in general, and we'll unpack them more in specific in the weeks to come. But that is, they all are also about God's grace. They all speak to how God's grace and love is unconditional. They speak to the ways in which God will love us no matter what. God's grace is there for us. God's grace is there for you. God's grace is there for me. God's grace is there for us as a community, for our nation, for our world. There's nothing that we can do that is going to earn God's blessings. So we know that God has given us so much. But what is also true is that those with great blessings also have great responsibility. And the great responsibility is that those who have experienced the gift of God's blessings, the gift of God's grace, who know they are blessed, and we know we are blessed, we are called to share that blessing with others so that they might come to know God's love and they might experience the life that God wants for them. So while God's love for us is not contingent, God does give us that love with the great hope that we will share it with one another, that we can live into this idea of how to be not according to us and not according to the world out there, but according to Jesus. So here's what I want to invite you to do. I want to invite you to do a couple of things, then I have a closing thought and an invitation. So the first thing that I would love to ask you to consider doing is to simply thank God for the gift of grace. You can do that right now if you want, or I might recommend finding a quiet moment that you can simply thank God for the grace that God has given to you. The second thing I encourage you to do is I'd encourage you to take a personal review of these teachings, these Beatitudes. You can go to Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 through 12, and you can read them for yourselves. If you've got a Bible or a Bible app, you can go straight there. Or you can go to our website, parkridgepresby.org/howtobe. We have a dedicated page that helps us explore this together. There you'll find a PDF download, something that you could then download and perhaps keep where you can see it digitally, or you could print it off and post it somewhere, and find a way to review those Beatitudes. I bet that if you can do that, you'll find that one or more, or maybe all of them, are speaking to you about a way that you might want to be, a way that you might want to be differently. And when we can take that in, it'll help us to listen to Jesus. Now, there's a lot of things going on in our day and age. There's a lot of information out there. There's competing information. There's confusing information. There's information that we hear one day and information that we hear the next day that contradicts it. And it's hard to keep straight. And we know that over time, we are getting better and more information. But that information might tell us how to do things, but it doesn't always tell us how to be. And when we think about how we want to be, because our being often leads to our doing, especially when we can slow down a minute, and right now life is slowing us down, so we have some time to think about these things, we can better understand, indeed, how God wants us to be. And there is no better place to look than where Jesus teaches us how to be, the Beatitudes. So I want to encourage us all in this complex time to really look to Jesus to teach us how to be. Now, there's a lot of things that we can listen to. There's a lot of things that can inform us. But when we think about who we are and how we want to be, let's look to Jesus to teach us about how we want to be. Not the latest and greatest, but let's listen to Jesus, the author and perfecter of life, about how we want to be. How we want to be according to Jesus. That's what we want to listen to now and always. Amen. Well, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms. And again, we hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.